This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1077, Eclectic English Vocab for Music and Movies. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Have you seen the new movie Queen? Today, we review the movie and show you four awesome vocab words that will immediately connect you with native speakers when the topic comes to music and movies. Hey, Jessica, have you seen any movies lately?
I've seen a lot of movies. I love movies. But the one that stands out the most is Bohemian Rhapsody. Have you seen it?
Oh my gosh, I finally went to see it this weekend and I can't wait to dig into it. So today we're going to talk about this movie like native speakers do, right? We're going to give our listeners a way to talk about a movie in a way that's real, right? Not like you would do in an ESL class, guys. It's going to be good. But before we get into that, Jessica.
Yes, I know you heard me take a breath like I was going to say something.
No, you caught me.
Go ahead.
Okay. Before we get into that, I want to say thank you to our very special listeners who reviewed the app.
Ooh, right?
They are listening over in the iOS app, which means they're getting to see those bonus videos that you're creating, that Michelle's creating for our community, only available inside the app. So thank you
awesome.
To, let's see, thank you to Sota Tokyo from Japan, Done from the US, Epcon from Germany, Matilda 108-2018 from Russia, and DRM Prince from the US. You guys, these are amazing reviews. These are like 5-star reviews, Jessica.
Oh my
gosh.
Yes. I love that they're 5 stars for sure, but I also love that they're from completely different countries. Just the idea that people from all over the world are part of our All Ears English family is
amazing.
We talked about Christmas feelings and magic. If you didn't hear that episode, guys, you'll hear it. But that gives me a magic feeling to know that we're connected all over.
I mean, it's the connection, not perfection piece, right? That's what it's all about, because our listeners, you guys know that that's what we stand for. And that's the energy that we create. That's what you guys believe in, right? That's what we as a community believe in. That is our value right there. I mean, I love that we can all come together around this idea of connection, not perfection, to guide us,
definitely,
not just in learning English, but also in life, right?
I think, so much of people's motivations for doing things is to fix something that's broken. Like, oh, my English is terrible. I need to do this. And that's how people sell courses, right? Like, you don't know this. You need this. You can't do this. You need kind of stuff like that. But our ideas are so much more positive than that, right?
Yeah.
It's not because anything's broken. It's because you want to do something better. You know that you're capable of this positivity and this motivation. And that's, right? That's the feeling that we want to get across.
Yes, I love it. I love it. So thank you to those reviewers. Guys, if you haven't reviewed the show, go over and review us, especially inside the app, because some very cool and exciting things are coming in January for the app. You want to be listening over there in the iOS app. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses to get the app now on your phone. Okay.
Awesome.
So
let's get back to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So how was it?
What did you think? How did you feel when you were watching it?
I was inspired, because my main takeaway from this show was the idea that, you know, you can create something truly unique, and you should, and the idea of always being striving to create something truly unique and different. Push the ball forward every time, right?
Yeah.
And do something different. You know, Queen as a group, they were not afraid to challenge what was out there, what wasn't out there, and put something brand new out there, even if they didn't know how it was going to go over.
And this innovativeness yep. in their music, in the way they wrote it and performed it, right? This mm-hmm. is what has led them to be like rock gods. I mean, they have created these rock anthems that you still hear everywhere today. Even my son knows these Queen songs, like We Will Rock You. And even if he doesn't know who Queen is, he still knows the songs, right? And like We Will Rock You is such an anthem. It's one of those songs that you are pretty much guaranteed to hear at some point if you go to see a professional game in like a basketball arena or a soccer stadium. Like this is one of the songs that's always played.
I mean, we used to play this. I Queen has a special place in my heart for the same reason it does for so many people, for that reason, right? We used to play this in my tennis bus on our way to tennis matches in my high school team all over New England. We would just like go through the whole album, that main album that had We Will Rock You, and it had, let's see, a couple of other big ones. But we used to get ourselves ready for these matches, and we were like a top winning team also in the league. So it just put us in the right mindset. And that's what Queen music has done for so many athletes.
Totally. I mean, these anthems, like, they really get you going, right? I love that idiom, to get you going. I mean, it gives you the energy. It pushes you forward. And music often does that. I mean, how many times, like, every athlete you see on TV before a game has their earbuds in, right? I mean, music is such a huge part of motivation, not just in sports, but even, I don't know, like, before you have a big test or before whatever, like, listen to the song that gets you going, that makes you positive and motivated and energetic. And definitely Queen created so many songs like that.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to talk a little bit more in detail about these vocabulary words that you guys can pull out when you're talking with natives to sound real, right? To sound relevant. But just to mention, the other thing that struck me about this band is the way that they wanted to speak to the audience, I think, was very revolutionary at that time. I feel like a lot of other rock stars were like, well, this is my music and, you know, you guys are just here as the audience. They really wanted to like involve the audience and resonate with them emotionally. And they did it. You know, I think that was different at that time.
I mean, they came into the rock stage at such an interesting time, right? When like prog rock was huge, progressive rock, where it was just like 10-minute long songs. And it's about creating this other vibe, man. And just like, right? Like, like experimenting was definitely a part of the scene for sure. So I think the scene was like the stage was set for them to also be able to experiment and like push the envelope. But still, like the people that were performing that kind of rock and roll, they weren't necessarily connecting with the audience. It was more like the art was the priority, right? Whereas Queen still created like artistic masterpieces, but Freddie Mercury was a pioneer as far as connecting with the audience and really actually just wanting to, like having that be his mission on stage was to connect to people.
Guys, there is something awesome coming to the iOS app in January, and you won't want to miss it. So go now and download the app at allearsenglish.com/bonuses. You'll also get fun new videos every week of Lindsay, Michelle, and Jessica in our cities, Boston, New York, and Portland. Leave us a review in the App Store and let us know what you think.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen, and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
That's really unique about Queen, I think. And I didn't realize it. I didn't know much at all about Freddie Mercury or Queen in general until I said, this is very enlightening. So I love it. I love it. So Jessica, let's get a little more specific and highlight some of these vocab words. So our listeners, if they want to take notes here, they can go and take this into the next conversation. So we said rock anthem. I mean, what is that? What is an anthem exactly?
An anthem is like a theme song, right? An anthem is like something that means very specifically this thing, right? That yeah. is like the battle cry for a group of people. So a rock anthem would be a classic rock hit that everybody knows, that's played on the radio all the time. Everybody knows the words to these songs. And it's like, yeah. what, right? Like one of the biggest rock hits still after what, 30, 40 years.
Yeah, it's kind of like the national anthem, right? The national anthem, everyone knows that the national anthem, everyone knows it, at least in the U.S., right? We have our own national anthem, and other countries have their own national anthem. They're often played at sporting events too, right?
That's true.
People stand up, put their hand on their heart, and that, so the idea of this is the song for this group of people, and they know it, and they could sing it together.
Yeah, I love it. And then the second one that came out was Gets You Going. Lindsay, do you have any music that gets you going these days?
Music that gets me going. Let me see. You know what? I know that my taste is like 10 years behind.
Mine is too. Don't worry.
Well, actually, I'm going to change my answer.
Okay.
So I started listening to Tom Petty at the time that I started driving.
Oh my gosh. Go ahead. No, James, that's crazy because James and I just got into Tom. Like, he just got fascinated with Tom Petty like 2 weeks ago.
That's going to be like a life gift that you're giving him then in that case, because this is the classic Tom Petty, right? The original music that I would listen to. It brings me right back to my days of being 16 and a new driver, like learning to fly.
Totally. Yeah, there's some rock anthems there from Tom Petty for sure.
Oh, yeah. So that's the music that gets me going, because it makes me think, honestly, of being a teenager and driving and feeling like there were so many I still feel that. I feel it in a different way at 37 than I did at 17, but to feel like there's so many possibilities for life at that moment, that's like, what it makes me think of.
Totally. I have, so the same sort of time in my life, that would be an album that also like makes me feel that way, right? Is this mix of nostalgia, but you still are motivated in the present. Sublime's first album, 40 Ounces to Freedom. It's still one of my favorite albums of all time. It totally gets me going. I love it.
Yep. I think I know what song you're talking about. And so we grew up we were teenagers kind of around the same time. You may be about a year older than me, I think.
Yep,
around that same time. So that is music that gets us going. So guys, use this phrase when you talk about music that motivates you. Maybe it sends you back to a time in your life, right? It gets you going.
Well, that's the power of music, right? That association. What does it make you think of? Where were you when you first heard this song? It's all about the feelings. That's why music is so important. Yes. Okay. So it's a vocab thing, but it's also a note about the movie. There was a point in the movie when I was giggling and nobody else was. So there's a scene in the movie. It's not a spoiler, you guys, but Queen just made Bohemian Rhapsody, or they wanted to create this like new eclectic song with like opera and all this crazy stuff.
Right.
So they went to a record producer, and the actor that plays the record producer, his name is Mike Myers. All right. Mm-hmm. So the reason why this is so funny is because Mike Myers was in a movie called Wayne's World in the 1990s.
Oh.
And Bohemian Rhapsody is like a major scene in this movie, and it's super hilarious.
Oh, that's so funny. And so that was like a hidden message for the real kind of, followers of media and pop culture, wasn't it?
It was so great. Like halfway through his scene, I just started cracking up when I realized what was happening. It was so funny. So cameo, guys, this is a cool word. When a big name star has a small role in a TV show or movie, that is called a cameo. So Mike Myers' cameo, Bohemian Rhapsody, is a classic.
Oh, that's so funny. I don't think my cultural knowledge is attuned enough to have noticed that, honestly, but I'm glad you got that. That's good.
Just a hidden little nugget there. I love it.
That's awesome. So back to that word that you used, though, to finish up here for our listeners, that word eclectic. So I love this word because I feel like it could be used in not just talking about music. Music is a big one, but in so many ways. What does eclectic mean?
Yeah. Eclectic is a great adjective with a lot of C's. Eclectic, that describes something that is made of a lot of different parts that you wouldn't expect to go together. I think this often describes people's personalities. If you think they're a little bit quirky, right? Like, they're not like a straightforward, like, a shy person, a talkative person. Like, you can't describe their personality as being one thing, right? It's like they draw inspiration maybe from a variety of things. They express themselves in interesting, unique, sometimes random ways. So, So the band itself, Queen, was eclectic. It's not like they were, they all grew up on the rough side of Liverpool or whatever. They, they're from different places, completely different backgrounds. They're highly educated. One was a physicist. Yeah. Another was an electrical engineer. Like, it's not what you would expect rock stars to be.
Yeah, no, that's so true. And so not only are they as people, as a group, eclectic, but their music is obviously really eclectic. And I loved one of my favorite parts of, well, my favorite aspect of the movie was seeing, especially with Bohemian Rhapsody, how they used different, I mean, do you remember the part where they showed the rooster, like walking along the rim, the fence? And I think they used that in part of inspiration from that for one of the verses or one of the sounds. So that's what we mean by eclectic, like taking inspiration from so many different aspects of being on that farm. They were housed in a farmhouse for quite a while, writing lyrics, creating Bohemian Rhapsody and some other songs. So they even took inspiration from the rooster, you know? I mean, who else was doing that, right?
Exactly. They were taking sounds and inspiration. They were making sounds with not instruments for so many of their songs. And I think that's, like, that's really cool that that sort of was a precursor to all the sampling that became big in the 80s and 90s, right? Starting in the 80s. But this idea of sampling and using different sounds as part of your, as an instrument. So, like, that rooster became an instrument, right?
Yes.
So they were really precursors for, like, what hip hop started to do later, you know? Yeah, fascinating.
Oh, that's so cool.
Love it.
That's so cool. So I think this word eclectic is one of the I mean, such a good word, guys. I mean, these words that you've learned today, I hope you've taken notes because you can really use these in a real discussion. This is not something that's just going to be limited to an ESL classroom, right? If you were in an ESL classroom, you'd be learning probably less relevant words, right? These are real. These are going to be used in real conversations, maybe in a coffee house, listening to music with other native speakers. Guys, so write them down. Love it.
Excellent. I know. I remember teaching, like, quote unquote, teaching movies in a classroom, and it was always like the vocab you teach is like scene, plot, setting.
Right? Who uses the word plot?
And nobody says setting either. Like, the setting is a farmhouse in England. Like, why do we teach those things?
No, guys, we're giving you the real English right here. You know, this is what you get from us. So I love it. All right, Jessica, I'm glad that I saw this movie this past weekend and that you had already seen it so we could come together and talk about an inspiring movie. This is
so
great.
Good.
This is great.
I love it. So, guys, you all need to go watch Bohemian Rhapsody and then you need to have a conversation about it using some of today's words. That would be awesome.
Awesome. So we are out of here for today. This has been fun, Jessica. I'll see you back on the show next week.
All right. Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
All right. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.